Hadith of the Day. A program from the Call of Islam.
Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to COI Radio. Today we're going to talk about Hadith Qudsi, which is a conversation between Allah and the Prophet. The Hadith starts out this way. Ya Ahmad. We're going to discuss one part of the Hadith. So, Ya Ahmad, and the Hadith continues. We're now at this part. Wa ahibba al-akhirah wa ahlaha. Love the hereafter and the people of the hereafter. Today we like to talk a little bit about loving the people of the hereafter. This is an important step on taking the spiritual path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are told in the Hadith that the believers, and we're going to look at this Hadith now from a point of view of how can I improve my own individual akhlaq? How should I behave with other believers who also follow my same creed? This is some of the Hadith which we have about this. There's some Hadith which say that a believer is أَعْظَمُ حُرْمَةً مِنَ الْكَعْبَ. There is more respect for another believer than the Kaaba itself. So we see that when we talk about love of believers, respecting them is also important. Visiting believers, we have Hadith about visiting believers and rewards of visiting the believers. We have Hadith which explain that if we are able to visit other believers with sincerity, then it's like we've done ziyarat of Allah Himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have other Hadith which say that believers in this present age are the brothers of the Prophet of Allah. We have Hadith which the Prophet of Allah is talking to his companions and he explains how much I miss my brothers. And the companions say that aren't we your brothers? And he says, actually, no, you're not my brothers. My brothers are going to come in a time after you. And each one of them is worth 50 of you. They believe in me without seeing me. They believe in me based on the black and white, what they've read. So now, what we want to do is say that how do we treat other believers? And I said this is a stumbling block. Sometimes you might have a believer who's praying, who's fasting, who's doing his other wajibat, but then he's not very kind and respectful when dealing with other believers. I want to give you a story of one of the great Shia and show how how we can apply this to ourselves. The Shia that I'm going to talk about, his name was Ali ibn Yaqtin. Ali ibn Yaqtin. And he was a very, very wonderful Shia and a very wonderful follower of the Ahlul Bayt. He's someone who the Imam told, he said that I guarantee that his body will never be burned by the fire. So just imagine the stage that he was in. Another Hadith, just to talk about the fadilat of this person and then to see how we can learn a lesson from it, is when one time Harun al-Rashid sent some robes to Ali ibn Yaqtin to honor him. And this cloak was such a nice cloak that Ali ibn Yaqtin decided to give it as a gift to the Imam of his time. He gave it as a gift to the Imam of his time, along with his khums. When he paid his khums and that gift came to the Imam said, keep the cloak and don't let it leave your hands. He sent the cloak back. Ali ibn Yaqtin accepted because it was the Imam of his time. And what happens is that one of his servants was discharged. He left one of his servants and they left his working for him. And the servant decided to complain to him. So he went to Harun al-Rashid and he told him that, yeah, remember that nice cloak that you gave to Ali ibn Yaqtin? He gave it to his Imam. So Harun was furious and he sent people to research to check him out. And then Ali ibn Yaqtin came and showed him. He said, no, I have it. It's always there. It's perfumed. I keep it. It's in respect because he had listened to the Imam of his time. So again, this just shows us how close he was to the Imam of his time. The Imam is making these kind of guarantees about him. He's sending him this personal kind of advice. But now let's see how he was in this particular aspect of akhlaq, the idea of being kind to other believers. This story, the next story I'm about to tell you is about a man named Ibrahim al-Jammal. This person was a person who used to rent camels to others. So he's, you know, not as an important person. Ali ibn Yaqtin was the vizier of the king, so he's a very important person. This man wasn't so important. And one time, Ibrahim goes to visit Ali ibn Yaqtin. And the vizier, Ali ibn Yaqtin, refuses to see him. He says, no, I'm very important. Sorry, I can't make time for you. I can't see you. And after that, he goes to make Hajj. Ali ibn Yaqtin goes to make Hajj. And he goes to see Imam Qadhim alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Imam refuses to see him. Ali ibn Yaqtin, this very close companion, he goes to the Imam. The Imam says, no, that I'm not going to see you. So he says, Ya Sayyidi, ma dhanbi, says, my master, what is my problem? He says that you refuse to see your brother Ibrahim, and Allah has refused to accept your Hajj until Ibrahim forgives you. So he says that, okay, well what can I do? He says that, who can take me to see Ibrahim at this time when I'm in Medina? I'm here visiting you. He's in Kufa. The Imam said, go to Baqi, the graveyard, Baqi, and in such a way that none of your servants or companions find out. You'll find a saddled camel there. Mount it and go to Kufa. He goes there and he rides out to Kufa. It's a miracle. He goes there and he rides out the door to Kufa. He knocks on his door and he says that I'm Ali ibn Yaqtin. And he comes to Ibrahim's house. He says, I'm Ali ibn Yaqtin. Ibrahim says, what is Ali ibn Yaqtin, the wazir, doing outside my house? He said, I have some important business. And he insisted and implored him until he let him in the house. He said, oh, Ibrahim, the master has refused to accept me unless you forgive me. He said, may Allah forgive you. He said, no, that's not enough. He said, please, I ask you by Allah to put your foot on my face. Ibrahim refused. He begged again. He begged again till finally Ibrahim did that. And then the wazir had Ibrahim's foot on his face, he said, Allahumma ashhad, O Allah, bear witness. After that, he left, he mounted the camel, and the same night he made it back to see the Imam of that time. The Imam at this stage allowed him to enter, and he kissed him, and he accepted him. So this shows us how important this is. It's not enough that we are very good from akhlaq, personal akhlaq, but we're not loving to other believers. If we want to reach the higher stages of Islamic spirituality, we have to be people who are loving to other believers. وَأَحِبَّ الْآخِرَ وَأَهْلَهَا, to love the hereafter and the people of the hereafter. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more. No.